guided by science.
A new variant, but familiar advice from the United States.
If you're not vaccinated, get vaccinated. Get boosted if you are vaccinated. Continue to use the mitigation methods, namely masks, avoiding crowds and poorly ventilated spaces. Choose outdoors rather than indoors. Keep your distance, wash your hands, test and isolate if appropriate.
There are no signs of the variant in the US, but other countries are stepping up measures to stop it spreading. In Japan, for example, all foreign nationals have been banned from entry. That'll last a month. And travelling Japanese citizens and residents will have to quarantine for 14 days on returning to the country. Many nations have already banned travellers from South Africa. That won't stop the spread, says the World Health Organization.
We are trying to warn the other country of the emergency that might be coming through. And those countries, they're going to now try their level best to get prepared of if should this particular pathogen enter into their territory, what they're supposed to do. But closing the borders or banning the certain countries for entering, I don't think is an answer.
Global stock markets have taken a hit since the new variant was announced, but analysts say it's short-term shock.
We do look for the economy to pick up again, especially spending on services in the first quarter and going into the spring, the Northern Hemisphere spring in the second quarter. And beyond that, we look for above average growth next year.
Public health experts say that it'll be 2 to 4 weeks before they'll know just how severe the Omicron variant is and whether or not the current vaccines can stop it. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Washington.